not a believer in the Oxford comma.
Okay. Well, oh. Because of that, because I hate the Oxford comma, looks really weird, right? It looks really weird.
Y'all.
It doesn't look right. So you are going to walk away with either some sour cream and Ruffles chips or Doritos or Doritos. All right. So that was Bill, ladies and gentlemen, the lamp deliverer and trivia question.
Thanks very much.
Loser,
Bill.
But then winner because also doesn't like the Oxford comma. All right.
And it's pretentious.
Yeah, I think so as well.
What is wrong with that? I love the freaking Oxford comma. Why are we different?
I don't know her. Who is she?
Why are we different?
Oxford comma.
Pull up the Oxford comma.
Yeah, it's either in the quotes, quotations, or outside the quotations.
Oh.
I want the options. I hate the semicolon, but I love the Oxford comma.
You don't like the semicolon?
I love the semicolon, okay. But it's funny to be like, that is a very particular, kind of sandwich lover. Also, when I am at the store and I grab a big fun size of something that I like, when I grab the bag that's the fun size, the biggest possible size, in my brain I go, I'm doing this because I love this. Like, I love this stuff, so I'm getting the big one.
I'm getting frustrated because it's my time to be the interviewer!
Go ahead.
Jackie of Melting Regular.
Yes.
We have another...
I'm scared.
We have another question for you, coming straight from the heart, going right to the butt. I don't know what this... Oh, yes. And the question is... How much money you got?
On me right now?
No, no, like total. What are your assets? I want to know your assets. This question's going straight from the heart and straight to your assets.
I got bad news for you. All my assets are in trinkets.
A trinkety asset?
Trinkets.
Now look, when you go in there, they're going to ask you about your assets. You're going to say one. You're going to go, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes.
A trinkety asset bunch? What? A trinkety accent bunch?
There's a couple of assets I would like you to disavow on the air.
So you put, I'm looking at your assets right now.
Looking at it, baby.
Okay.
And some clowns, some porcelain clowns at home, that's about it.
And, but you got some in the bank too, right?
I
what's your
bank?
Chase?
Nah. No.
Bank of BOA?
You a credit, you local credit union only.
What's a local credit union around here?
It's not around here.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it is actually.
So, well, Wayfarm loves to do local promos for credit unions.
Hudson Valley Credit Union, baby.
Let's give it up for Hudson Valley Credit Union. Third and final really good question is... So, I got one. I remember when I lost my first virginity.
Okay.
Because it was 9/11.
Significant.
Do you remember 9/11?
I do.
Where were you on 9/11?
Elementary school.
Elementary school.
Yeah.
It was early. Wasn't it like, didn't it all happen at like 8:30 in the morning?
Yep.
Right. So did you go home?
We just got there. We did. I think we just got there and then we were dismissed.
And you went home?
And
you were probably, how old were you?
I think about 9 or 10.
So you're probably excited. You're probably
pretty
psyched.
Stoked,
yeah, you're like, yeah, 9/11.
Listen, everyone, something happened.
Blood and bones. I'm going home.
Something really complicated happened.
Okay, I'll go home.
We're going to be talking about it for the rest of all of our lives, so you can go home now and think about what you've done.
But take them out of every movie, every TV show. Do not reference it at all. Play no songs that are sad. Don't forget.
Don't even let the silhouette of those things. I don't want to see them in
rom-coms.
I don't want to see them in rom-coms.
They never existed.
No!
Oh!
I don't want you to name an album after that.
Nine.
You know what happened?
11.
Recently? I forgot what year 9/11 was.
No.
I did. I was thinking, at this point, they should add the friggin' year. If they really want us to not forget,
right. They
should be like 9/11/01. You know, because the longer we get, they're going to be like,
specific.
Yeah, because they probably didn't think of it. They didn't think of it back then. They're like,
right. Everyone
knows 9/11.
Yeah.
But like 20 years, like what year was Fribbles Harbor or whatever that thing was?
Fribbles Harbor?
Fribbles Harbor.
That was in 1867.
Yeah, okay, well, you got me there.
1867. Hawaii was just a glimmer in our eyes.
Yeah, so they should tag the year onto that pretty soon. 9/11/01. Yeah, if they're serious about that. If they're serious about that, don't forget. Give me a little hand.
That did not experience it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's actually my favorite thing, which is just to say never forget about anything. You know,
you shouldn't.
Where you're like Doritos, tacos at midnight. Never forget. Never forget tacos at midnight.
Don't forget.
That's right, everyone. Pardon me. It is a certain time o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And
do the thing.
It's WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. Listening supported. Radio for open ears. And that's it. If you use a space heater, turn it off. It's 2026. It's the United States of America. It's a 9/11 every day. It's a 9/11 every day.
9/11/01.
It's a 9/11.
Never remember.
It's a 9/11 every day. It's a 9/11. Flags at half mast. Permanently.
So we're going to keep going. Jackie of Melding Regular is going to hang out with us here. Got a couple more business goo-goo-gaga stuff to go on here. We're going to read a little bit of the next guest's book, Father's Last Words to His Son While Hunting on the Appalachian Trail. Who hunts on the Appalachian Trail?
60%.
Go home. This,
you.
What? Who?
Go home.
Home. Hunt at home.
Get out of here.
Hunt in your bathroom.
Yeah,
hunt in your house.
Yeah, hunt.
Ram.
Hunt on wait. What's that thing? HBO.
Get on one of them hunting apps where you get on a hunting app and
it
tracks
the
animals.
Go hunt on Wombi.
You can't do it yourself.
Go
you
hunt
need
on
to
Wombi. Wombi go hunting.
You
why don't
to...
you Wombo hunt, go home and go Wombi hunting?
You need
why
an app.
Why don't you go Wombi? Why don't you go to sleep in a shelter because you don't got anywhere to go because you've been hunting at Wombies.
Oh, we got an app
go
for
to Slabella's. If you want to get sloppy, go to Slabella's.
We got an app
they got
that.
A Sloopy Pie for $9.99. Go get mushrooms to get sloppy with mushrooms. All right, we're going to read a little bit of that, John.
Don't worry,
reading
Rick.
From Jingle's Promise. Jingle's Promise, of course, is a mystery because we don't know exactly what the father said to the his honey little son. And this one starts with a quote from Joseph Campbell. We cannot he ho he no hort hort he no hort or the above quote is from Hort he no the hort of the Greenville. Adam's dead. He's been warm both rambling up the rappel. No seagull is Sir Jonathan Livingston. Looks like Adam's dead. He no Elmer Hutt Fudd butter. He no Ben the next morning said he no I promise you I'll tell you when Adam's dead. But he didn't. He went he no hort hollering up the hino hort middle up the middle of the back hino hort bort fort but whoops he no stain. don't stay in Long Hong Kong. He don't stay in the before the accident, before the fire, before the shooting, before the assault, before the cancer, before the drawing, before the Belfour, before the sound, before the billets, before the skid marks, before the skid marks, before the diagnosis of skid marks, before the explosion of skid marks, before the letter in the mail that came to talk about skid marks, before the phone call from the principal to talk about skid marks, before the skid marks, before the skid marks, before the skid marks, before Y2K, there was nothing but skid marks. Huh. All right. I'm going to borrow this microphone so that we can... That was a little reading from Jingle's Promise, a little jingle snort by Merry Christmas to Santa Claus.
Give her the mic church back.
I'm going to call the author of Jingle's Promise, Norman Normal Jingles Morris Pringles Normal Morris Porous. Is this on?
Yeah, you call him up.
That was me. Sorry. No, he no. Stop crying.
Rick Royer, live on the air. Thanks for calling.
You're live on the air at WGXC Wayfarm 90.7. Listener supported radio music for ears. Is this Norman Normal Jingles Morris, the Rochelle Shepherd from Morris, the writer of Jingles Promise?
Brother of.
Oh, brother of. So, of course, you're the brother of because the Norman Jingles Promise wrote a book called A Father's Last Words to His Son While Hunting on the Appalachian Trail. So you couldn't be Norman because that would be your last words. And you have just said brother of. And that would mean that if you were Norman, that wouldn't be your last words because your last words would already been said. So your present words are brother of. So you are the brother of Norman Normal Jingles Pringles Morris, who wrote the book Jingles Promise. And we want to know the mystery of the book because we don't want to read this stupid book. We want to know what was the last words that Normal Jingles Singles Promise said to his son while hunting on the Appalachian Trail. And if you win, you win a picture of O.J. Simpson.
Oh, sweet. D.O.J. Simpson? God,
yes,
I've heard of that guy.
D.O.J. Simpson. So D.O.J., as in Department of Justice Simpson.
Oh,
so D.O.J. Simpson, not the killer, but the D.O.J. Douglas Arunavan.
He was exonerated.
Juicy. And featuring Carrot Top. So the question is, we got a rowdy group here. Hey, are we on the radio or are we all just hanging out and talking? We're on the radio here live, so no swear words. I hope that Jingles Promise wasn't a swear word. The last words that Norman said to his son while hunting on the Appalachian Trail was what? We're on the phone with the brother of Norman Normal Jingles Pringles Morris.
Well, it's likely that he said something that he has said before, and that would have been, is this a telescope? Can you see the stars? And that's what he said right before he shot him in the face.
Whoa!
Yeah, because no, he thought the gun was a telescope.
Oh, so a little
but it's
bit
like
of
a dad intrigue. Thing, you know what I mean? Like, dads are pranksters.
Oh, so it was one of those, like, pranks, like, gotcha, shot ya.
Yeah, gotcha, shot you in the face. Your mother's going to love me tonight kind of thing.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
I mean, the kid was an idiot.
He was a nuisance.
He was a handful, and he really never pulled his own weight. He was always like the type of guy with, I don't have any milk, that kind of guy.
Never, not someone who's going to grow up to, like, drive a nice van, like one of those hybrid vans that are, like, $40,000. I don't think so. So I think your answer is correct. So congratulations, brother of Normal Normal Jingles.
This
is so cool. And we appreciate the phone call. Well, we called you, actually. That's how many live. Boo.
Hey, calling you from Weird Music Night. Can I make an announcement for Weird Music Night, Satellite Gallery, August 12th and August 14th?
Heck yeah, you just did. So there's no way of going back because we're live on the air. Ooh,
this is good.
WGXC.
Oh, 42069. Are those your call letters?
WGXE, column, extension
Yo,
A.
Very fun.
What's a All call right. letter?
Thanks. Yeah, that's what we just. That's what we're on the radio. All right. Thanks for being answering. Bye.
Let's plug some stuff. All you guys got anything you want to plug? What's going on this summer?
All right, now I really want... Now, we're going back to...
Buddy Fest.
Buddy That's Fest. Right. Oh. You guys want to talk about Buddy Fest while I pee?
It's the elephant... Sure. It's like the elephant in the room is like, don't ask them about Buddy Fest right away. Don't ask them about Buddy Fest right away. Don't ask them about Buddy
but
Fest right away.
Before Buddy Fest, I'm playing a show at Fringe Records in Ridgewood, Queens with Corpse Dust.
Amazing. When is that happening?
June 23rd, 24th, the Wednesday before Buddy Fest.
Okay, what's up with this record store? That's awesome.
It's a sick, independently owned record store by a member of DSM-3.
Cool. How did this show come together?
It was booked by my friend Derek Rush in Chthonic Streams.
Cool. This is the real information I want to know.
Yeah.
And I want to be broadcast on the radio.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing where it's like, who am I going to get for this? So what's up with the, and it's like, oh, we got to get Melting on this. We got to get Melting on this show. Who is the other person playing?
Corpse Dust.
Yes.
A touring EBM artist from, I think, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Are you familiar with them, like,
Not
already?
Not terribly, but I've checked them out since, and I like what they've done.
You know, when I'm checking your music out, and then especially in the middle of your set, there's this like funny moment where I was like, should we just go? We don't need to go to Berlin right now. Can we just go to Berlin right now? Can we just go move to Berlin? Have you been to Berlin?
No, I have not.
Have we ever been to Berlin? I'm like, you need to go to Berlin right now.
I would love to.
Look, I have, like, what's going on is just called music over there.
Right.
You know, it's like not generic. Like, it's not like a thing.
Right.
It's just like, that's folk music. I'm like,
here
I think
I have to be like, it's kind of noisy. Like,
we're gonna do some stuff. How do you feel about Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah.
You know, like, and you're like, So there's like a different place where people are different, and Rick can't get to them. But
don't let Rick in. Don't let Rick in.
Don't let Rick in. Okay, so that's happening at the end of June?
July.
What is?
July.
This show that she's talking about.
Muddy Fest?
No.
Show at Fringe Records.
Fringe Records.
I was peeing. How am I supposed to know?
The week of
But, you know, we were thinking about asking Matt Lusak. You know that guy?
I know him.
From Buddy Fest, who organized Buddy Fest. But
a bunch
the teeth,
though.
You know, he's got his teeth aren't as good as yours. He's just got one molar in the front of in the middle.
Is that true?
He's just got a single molar in the middle of the top.
Imagine, we're in this big conversation where it's like, who are we gonna get for the guest? We're gonna get this guest and get that guest, and it's like, and then it comes up and it's like,
how are their teeth?
And it's like, it's gonna make sense. And it's like, and I'm
he's
hitting
got
this
one
big
molar
thing.
Right in the middle.
It's Matt.
Right in the front middle.
He's good. And then Rick's like, what the teeth though? But his teeth.
I need his dental records.
I need his dental records. And then you get them and you're like, oh no. Oh. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, oh God. Oh,
please
no.
Please
oh.
provide five work samples and your dental records.
Yeah, we have dental records.
All right, so we're going
to. Like
it's time to ask more questions to the guest. Hello.
You asked your last question, buddy.
Yes, but I have another question. And that is. You know Bradford? Oh, my
I've heard
God.
Of Bradford.
I'm getting in my casual position now. You see my hand is
very casual.
Leaning over like this. So, in case you didn't know, back in the day, up until a couple years ago, Wave Farm was woman-owned, woman-ran. You had to be a woman to listen to it. All women programmers. Women, everything. And kudos, you know, all that kudos. Loved it. Boo. I've got a couple boos out in the audience from.
I'll get down to the bottom of that.
Yeah, get out there.
But
then they started to switch things up for because of DWI, some guy, or whatever DWI. That thing is. They want to diversify the channel.
Everybody involved got into DWI.
So they hired Bradford to be the president
of
Wave Farm. It used to be this wonderful woman, Galen. She had, you know, angel wing tattoos, you know, on her back, that cool thing, you know. Mm-hmm. really cool. They were great. Everyone was great. But then they hired Bradford. And we've been having nothing but problems with this guy. And he's one of these guys that are just like, hey, do you have any Kickstarters I can donate to? You know, this is kind of like, do you mind if I, do you need a ride home tonight? I was like, shut up, dude. And I'm like, shut up. I'm like, get out of here. Like,
don't make me myrtleize you.
How's everything?
I'm
going
to myrtleize you.
Okay. It's good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Hate that.
I just want to fart in his face. I was just like, so I hate this dude. But we recently tried to, like, you know, make amends, you know, like really get kind of like, just like get over it, deal with Bury the Hatchet,
together.
You know, like working together.
We both
have rashes. the question is, now he came over my house. You know, because we were just like hanging out. We was like, let's hang out. Let's, you know, I don't have any furniture, so we were hanging out in my bed.
Standing around.
No, we were in my bed. We don't have anywhere to stand. It's just, I have a king size apartment and I have a king size
bed. Right. Makes sense. All bed.
For those who are listening, I'm making a face like, what do you do?
Can confirm.
So, you know, we were in the bed. We were watching Tales from the Crypt. And, because, you know, he gave me his Shudder password. He's like, you don't want my Shudder password? I'm like, shut up. And I was like, okay, fine.
So
you know, I'm like, I got to get over it. So my question is, like, don't you just hate this dude, Bradford?
I fucking hate him.
Can't swear. But that
we can
makes
do that.
Me... It makes me want to...
Stop that, please.
No, we're allowed
it's America in 2026. We can't... We have tons of moral problems, but we can't swear.
It's after 7 p.m. and you can't swear.
We're allowed
family
to swear
friendly,
once.
Family-friendly, morally bereft.
We're allowed to swear once. You know, we weren't allowed to swear when it was, like, all women-owned and women-processed. But now that Bradford's in, he's like, oh, you can have one swear word.
I'll never be on the radio again.
So no, because of Bradford, we're allowed one swear. We're allowed anything. We also never
That's
used
so
to get paid.
Him.
And he's like, oh, I'm gonna pay you $45 a show, and then get and, it's like, shut up, dude. You know, it makes me want to swear. Like if you didn't swear, I would have said that. I would have said the P word. I would have just for the heck of it.
So I would have
screamed it, you know. And that was my question.
What?
All right. So you have been listening to Stuttering Words. We still got about a half an hour left. We're going to play some music. So I have a question for you. Do you want to play with all three of us? Like,
sure.
Wouldn't that be fun? Like all three of us play together?
Are you going to make
it? I am Rick. He is Lucas. Melting Regulars with us. You're listening to Stuttering Words. Now, before we all play, can I play a 2-minute track for Melting Regular?
Go ahead, and then let's talk.
All right. I'm about to play... Well, who even did the soundtrack to Virgin Suicides? Air, right?
Air. Remember?
Air.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Air.
That was pretty good.
Virgin Suicides, I think the track is called Hurricane.
Let's observe a 10 seconds of silence while Rick cues a thing up out of respect for his lack of technical acuity. We did not have this seamless.
This track reminded me of The Tempest.
Thank you.
strongest storm. A hurricane occurs when high pressure and low pressure masses of air come in contact with one another. There is often a significant difference in temperature between the two masses. One mass is warm, while the other is cold. The warmer air rises and the cooler air falls. Likewise, the low pressure area slides down the sides of the high pressure area. They swirl in and around one another, creating the beginnings of the storm. Connection isn't just physical, it's mental too. And that's actually why I wanted to share this. It's called Blue Chew Gold. What makes this one different is it's just not the focus on the physical side. It also supports mental arousal, so you're not just stuck in your head. And when you're not overthinking everything, you can just actually relax and be present, which honestly changes everything. If you want to feel that connection again, you can try Blue Chew Gold.
Now you're going to listen to a whole bunch of Melting Regular with the Setting Words regular band, G. Lucas Crane and Rick Roy.
Yeah. Thank you.
program a synthesizer? How do you even do it? What's wrong with the buttons? How many menus? Does that Electron Digicat have a bunch of menu diving? Is it a bunch of diving? It's not that bad. I feel bad about that the company just got bought out. It's just some shift functions. It's normal. No matter how smart we are, it's just a bunch of shift functions away. How about one shift? How about two shift? Are there any synthesizers out there that have two shift buttons? Oh, you didn't hit shift one. You need to hit shift two. That was bad design. Which ones? The workhorse of the field. Rick, I think you should go to the bar.
Oh, what time is it, by the way? Are we almost out of time?
We have.
I'm so drunk. I mean,
15 minutes left.
I'm not drunk on air. I mean, I was drunk before we started broadcasting. So it doesn't count. So eat that, Bradford.
You're drunk on sandwiches.
You know what I'm saying? Because Bradford's like, oh, it's okay if you get drunk on the air. And I'm like, no, it's not. I won't.
What do you know, Bradford?
What are you, some genius like Malcolm Gladwell washing your breakfast before dawn? No. What is your favorite haircut though?
Mine.
Yeah. If you have a favorite haircut, it should be yours. Feel it in your heart and put it in your head. It's yours. It in your heart and put it in your head. It's yours. It's your haircut. Feel it in your heart and put it on your head. It's your haircut. Your favorite haircut should be yours. And if you have any compliments from Bradford, tell him to shove it. You don't need his compliments. Heck with Bradford. You have your favorite haircut because you believe it's your favorite haircut. It doesn't mean anything else what anyone says. Feel it in your heart and put it on your head. It's your haircut. Dumbest song I've ever made up. But it is. It's heartfelt, though. It really feels
you
good.
You meant that.
What was that music that you were playing? Why do you do that to me? Why do you play that?
Why do you make me rap sometimes?
Why do you make me sing inspirational songs about just believing in your own hair? You know?
You felt it in your heart, man.
That's just what the DJ
Feel it in your heart and put it on your head. It's your hair.
Listen to your heart, baby.
Feel
Listen
it in your heart and put it on your head. It's your hair. It's your hair.
That was the stupidest thing I've ever made up. Okay, listen.
Heart,
listen.
Put it on your head. It's your
We had one audience member today. Well, we had Bill for a second.
Yeah.
Will you eat spicy chili? Yeah, you will. So someone's got all the gift bags from today.
You're really lucky because last time we gave out lettuce.
Oh, there's excuse a benefit me. To showing up.
It was just a bunch of cabbage. And everyone had to pretend. Everyone was like, thank you.
Like a little bit.
You're like, thanks.
Swiss char.
You ever like hand someone just like a piece of cabbage and they're like, thanks. Yeah. You're welcome.
We got 15 minutes left, and we're going to end with 15 minutes of different clearing of the throat sounds. And G. Lucas Green, our guest tonight was Melting Regular, who's playing next where?
Fringe Records in Ridgewood, Queens.
Ridgewood.
And then Buddy Fest in Cairo, Buddy New Fest. York. Cairo, not Cairo.
Buddy Fest in Cairo, Cairo, Cairo. When is that again?
July?
July. That was Stuttering Words, 15 minutes more with Lucas, but we're going to cut off the mics and eat some sport food, sport food, sport food.
Swallow by these. I stay these. I stay near them. These not wasting. Swallow by these. I stay these. I stay foot. What's that? Can't tell. They held tree. Shot in hell. These best that I'll tweet. Show me something I ain't seen before. Mystery hunter. That door to step electric. You can fall into the signs. I'm buying that. I'm killing. I'm no gun. One joy. I stay noise, I see footage, I see footage, I stay noise, I see footage, I stay noise. Tra-tra. 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 Oof.
Candela tú, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tú, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento como un carrito. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tú, tra, tra. Tra, tra. Tra, tra. Tra, tra. Candela tu, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento con un carrito. Candela tu trata, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento con un carrito. Candela tu trata, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento con un carrito. Candela tu trata, suavecito mamita que me trae el loquito contento con un carrito. Candela tu trata.
Why dopey come alive? Why dopey done drives?